I think this is a great attribute, but you would never know that this team lost on Saturday. They were in great spirits today, great attitude. Realize it's only been two losses the entire season, but that's got to be nice for a coach to see that.
Yeah, I think it just comes with the veteran guys setting the tone. And I've said all along, it's a pretty resilient group, and the record doesn't, honestly, it doesn't mean a whole lot to us. And the goal is to win every series, and we did that. We let it slip away just a tad, but if we would have, I told the guys in the clubhouse after the game, if we would have lost the first game and then won the next two, you know, we'd be going out of here just so excited. But we just felt like we could have done a little bit more. We played all the best we possibly could on Saturday. So it was a great atmosphere today, and you never know how they're going to show up, but it was nice to see that.
You have had a ton of success with the guys that you've put into right field while Kyle has been out. Brock Hale performed admirably. Keaton did fantastic on Saturday. What went into the thinking on who started those games and when?
Well, Brock has a little bit of a bad arm. So, as you noticed in the first couple games, I think maybe the Utah game, the first two Pacific games, we had Brock out there early. And then when he got his last at-bat in the fifth or sixth, whenever that happened, we would take him out. And Pacific found out, I think, real quick that Brock wasn't throwing well last week. Hopefully he'll be throwing better this week. But so I just thought, let's get Keaton in there. Keaton's going to put together some good at-bats as well. And you see he did. I mean, that's what we talk about, the depth. It's nice to be able to put some guys in there and get, really, as a freshman, get Keaton some experience in league games like this and in front of 2,000 people. That's invaluable to the program and to Keaton as well.
Maybe this is something I'll let you decide whether or not this is an on the record or off the record. But how is Kyle doing? Is he possible to play?
Yeah, he's feeling better. He just had lower back spasms, and you know, we just want to take it easy with him and not rush him back into anything. And so he feels pretty good today. He's got to come to the field and have no pain at all before we can let him back in to practice. And then once he practices and throws, then the next day he can hit, and then he's good to play. So we just want to take it in stages and be careful with him, knowing that, you know, it's not dire if we don't get him back in there because other guys are going to do it. Obviously, he's a guy he earned the spot. He played great early, and he's not going to lose a spot just because he's hurt. And so we'll get him back there as soon as we possibly can.
What did you think of Connor on the mound today?
I mean, he was around the zone. It's exactly what we need, and I think we're leaning towards starting him on Saturday. It was a bullpen for him, basically, and a live bullpen, but it was 90, 91, 92, and ball was moving a lot. He was throwing his off-speed stuff for strikes, and it was encouraging. So he was much more relaxed, as you see his demeanor out there today. He was much more relaxed than we've seen him in game situations, and if he can just learn to take that kind of, I guess, personality out on the mound during league games and games, he's going to be more successful because it's just he's not going to be so uptight, and he's just going to be in that more relaxed state and slow the game down. That's really what it's all about.
I guess maybe the early impression of LMU, what do you know? It's another sub-500 team, but they are 2-1 in league.
Yeah, well, LMU is going to be really good. They play a tough schedule early. So records just don't mean a whole lot. And in the West Coast Conference, usually we'll try to – I believe they play TCU early in the season and beat them once, and they'll pitch it. They'll really pitch it. They'll have three starters that are up around 90, 92. They'll throw strikes. The guy we're going to see, Busfield, on Thursday, 30 innings, one walk, 31 strikeouts. I mean, he's going to be around the zone and 90, 92. So he'll be a challenge for us. But, you know, really I'm not too worried about the opposing team's pitchers because I think we're really going to put together good at-bats no matter. We've seen 90, 92. Maybe not with the stuff and the location that he's got, but we've seen him before, and we know what to expect. But they play really good defense. They're going to run at times, and their leadoff hitter, Austin Miller, is a really good player. Have to look for him to bunt all the time. So pretty athletic team. You know, it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to – I said to Brent Norton on the radio the other day, I think it's really going to come down to who makes certain plays, who executes maybe a hit and run or a steal here and there or a bunt. It's going to come down to something like that, I think, in every game.
How's your bracket doing so far, Coach?
We have a family bracket, and my daughter-in-law's winning it, and I'm in third. So if that tells you anything, I'm not doing really well.